The concerns started with people just thinking about the benefits of the product, and the people were not able to see the benefits.
So they didn't see the benefits, even though it was sold as what this idea of being able to count your energy consumption in real time and potentially reduce your bill, for example.
Yes, but the thing is, the benefits were sold to people. But as long as people perceive risk and they started to perceive some risks, you don't care about the benefits. If you see risk, you will never adopt an innovation.
So what kind of risks were they starting to look for or find?
Many risks. This product gathers all the risks the people can perceive. First, of course, the health risk, because the people, they wonder about the electromagnetic waves and their effects in the long-term period. Second, the privacy, because, you know, if people can see your real-time consumption, they can have a lot of information about where you are at home and what you're doing at home, what kind of product you have at home. So you never know what people do with your data. There is also a risk of if everything is linked, it can be used by another country, or this is what people perceive. There is an economic risk. People, they fear that their invoice can increase a lot. If you can really see the consumption, you can adapt the prices. I would say that all the kind of risk you can perceive are inside the Linky. So that's why I would say it's really strong. The resistance is very strong.
So lots of concerns, lots of risks identified once people started getting suspicions. And are you seeing basically like a snowball effect? Like once there's a little bit of suspicion, it just builds on itself?
Sure. So the first people, they were wondering, what is this product? What are the benefits? What are the risks? And of course, they perceive the risks, some risks, and they don't perceive any benefits. And also, they are forced to adopt the product. This is really strange. The government forces you to have something new inside your house.
Is this something that, you know, in France, then in particular, people don't, there is this real suspicion of something being imposed by the government without a choice? Or is there just a general skepticism? Is this uniquely French? Is this a French thing, or is this human nature?
I would say that this is human nature, but of course, with the current situation in France and the Gilets Jaunes situation, it's a symptom. It's revealing. This is what we call reactance. Actually, this is the feeling that the government or someone is taking away the choice. So I would say that maybe if Enedis had let the choice to the people to adopt or not the product, the situation would have been very different.
We saw recent surveys showing that France, for example, is one of the most skeptical countries when it comes to vaccines. Now, I know this isn't exactly the same thing, but there seems to be this sort of innate skepticism of what's coming from corporations and from governments. Would you say that that's a similar vein?
I would say we have the same problem with the 5G. Some people, and it's related, of course, some people are fighting against the 5G because they don't know about the health problem and they are wondering about the long-term effects of the technology. You're right when you say that the people against the vaccines, and when we did the interviews, actually, we had these people. They were at the meeting against the vaccines, and they started to hear about the Linky at those meetings. But with the Linky, these are not only this kind of people. It gathers a lot of other people who are like technology lovers, but they just say, what is the need to replace millions of meters which are perfectly working? With meters, we have a shorter lifetime. There is also this ecological problem.
And what kind of lessons then should we draw from this in terms of, you know, understanding French mentality and or even just in terms of innovation in general?
The best lesson from this case is that as long as people perceive risk, they will not adopt an innovation. So you can sell them all the benefits you want. If they perceive risk, they don't want to have it. Because we know from the research studies, people, they overvalue what they have compared to a potential innovation. So if you want to sell an innovation, it must be riskless. Plus, it must have more benefits, not an incremental benefits compared to what you have, but a lot of benefits to make people adopt your innovation. when something is working, you don't want to change. It's the human nature.